Drink a Beer, brand new one from Luke Bryan, New Country, 93.7 The Mountain. And of course, Zach, Luke, hugging. How cool was that last night?
I think it was fake. They still hate each other.
Oh, really? Good morning. You know what I'm...
Broadcasting from the Big R Studios.
Let me show you how country feels.
It's the Mountain Morning Show with Sybil and Jamie. Coming up this hour, Hollywood and Nashville news, Sybil's wide world of fun, three things you need to know, and more music too. We are 93.7 FM, KDRK Spokane, New Country, 93.7 The Mountain.
Parking Lot Party, Lee Bryce, New Country, 93.7 The Mountain, 709. Rain today in the greater Spokane area. Snow in the northern panhandle of Idaho. If you've had some flakes over there, whether it's Bonner's Ferry or Post Falls, wherever you're at. Colville, if you guys have had some snow, we want to know about it. Closer you get to Canada, the snowier it gets.
Be a part of storms and coverage. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, by the way, I just want to put it out there. Yes, I know Colville's in Washington, but you're far up north, so...
She's got her geography correct.
I'm just saying.
Good gossip.
I heard some really hot gossip.
All you do is talk.
I'm going to gossip.
What's gossip?
All of the celeb gossip coming up next.
All right, here we go. A little entertainment news. Nashville, Hollywood, everywhere in between, except for today where it's all Nashville, because last night, CMA Awards, and boy, what a show it was.
Woo! What? What? Okay, then the award goes to what?
I do want to thank the Mountaineers. I was trying to be as interactive as I could last night, all the way up until about 9:30 last night.
Good Lord, I know. It's like, bing, 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 bing.
Making cool. Things happen as they occurred and getting your guys' takes on some of those, which was kind of cool. So you can go, if you want to visit what we talked about last night, go to our Facebook page at 93.7 The Mountain. We'll start with the opening where Luke Bryan opened the show wearing sequins and a baseball cap. Yeah, that sequin shirt and then just the random baseball cap.
Backwards baseball cap. The whole thing just was weird. I mean, it was cool and probably I enjoyed his performance.
Yeah. He did That's My Kind of Night, and then Florida Georgia Line jumped in. They did Cruise. Just, I mean, do you think that sequins and baseball caps are okay?
I think it's just weird. It was weird. At first, I thought maybe he had one of those, what do they call them, the Kango hats?
Right.
One of the, and I was like, whoa. Wow, but the sequins were
a little odd.
Leave the sequins for the ladies.
But the ladies do love themselves some Luke Bryan.
Yes,
well, Carrie Underwood and Brad Paisley had an incredible monologue last night. I thought it was very, very funny. They did some stuff. Let's see. They made fun of Miley Cyrus a little bit.
Oh,
let's see.
I twerked my back.
Yeah, twerked my back. Let's see.
I gotta be Blake Shelton.
Exactly. So making fun of Blake, making fun of Miley a little bit there. And then, of course, some people calling this controversial. Others saying it was just outright funny as they made fun of the Obamacare website.
Obamacare.
So there you go. Not taking a crack at Obamacare, but taking a crack at the website.
You know, and I was looking over at a couple different radio station sites overnight and this morning, and some people saying, you know, that was terrible that they made fun of Obamacare. They were not making, number one, you're just trying to get a chuckle, get a reaction.
Right.
They weren't making fun of Obamacare or the Affordable Care Act. They were making fun of the website that six people signed up in the first 24 hours.
Yeah.
That's what they were making fun of.
Brad and Carrie continue with their monologue, pitting different country artists in feuds against each other. Kelly Pickler was handing out their signs, at which point Kenny Rogers was handed his new feud for 2014, which is going to be Brad Paisley. And here's how Brad reacted.
I'm sorry, Carrie, but Kenny Rogers is pure evil.
There you go. Kenny Rogers, pure evil last night. Although he was also honored last night, and I thought it was pretty darn fantastic to see Kenny Rogers, who we think we've all grown up watching. I didn't know, though, that he was like in that psychedelic kind of rock era or whatever, because Rascal Flatts performed a song last night.
Yeah.
My Condition was in. Yeah. I've always heard that song and never realized that was Kenny Rogers. And First Edition.
Oh, look at, turn on the mic.
Turn on, we got the...
Don't just stand over there off mic. He knew exactly. It's the smartest man in our building, everybody.
Yeah.
Possibly the universe, Engineer Keith.
Yeah. Kenny Rogers in the First Edition.
Yeah.
What was that song called?
What Condition My Condition was in.
Yeah, something like that. But yeah, I mean, it was cool to see Rascal Flatts perform that. But then Darius Rucker came out and he performed The Gambler.
He was looking pretty distinguished.
And hearing everybody sing that song back at him.
Right?
How incredible is that?
I thought it was amazing.